The Truth News Network. Remembering when this was a free country. As we approach Independence Day, we're reminded the greatest weapon against tyranny is the truth. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network. It's getting hot. Well, it's July now, but it's getting hot politically once again down south at our southern border. Today, we talk about the specifics of that. Kids in cages in McAllen, Texas. Now, we've all heard the cries against the Trump administration for keeping kids in cages. Doing so is heartless, unthinkable, unbelievable, and un-American. If that was truly happening, all of those things would be true. But none of that is actually happening. All of the reporting by the leftist media and their day-after-day harping on it over and over has driven home in the minds of millions of Americans that because CNN and MSNBC keep telling us it's going on, it must be going on. Folks, listen up. It isn't going on. The same things were said early on about illegal immigrant children being ripped from their parents' arms and put on planes unaccompanied by adults and sent to many concentration camps in South Florida. Black activist Candace Owens even took a camera crew into one such facility unannounced and brought to us absolute proof that such travesties were non-existent in Florida, but also how wonderfully treated those immigrant children were, living in almost pristine conditions, were well-fed, kept in wonderful living quarters, recreational facilities were abundant. They even had a hair salon. The video of her visit there is 7 minutes and 9 seconds long. We're not going to look at it here today, but I'm posting the link right below on the front page of the website, so you can click on it and watch it if you want. I encourage you to do it. But beware, her anger at leftists for their nonstop false reports results in some rhetoric that may offend some. I'm really curious as to why at least CNN and MSNBC have not taken the time to show the world the sordid conditions they allege in these facilities along the southern border. Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez visited down at the southern border today, the first day of July. She reported women, immigrant women, were being forced to drink water out of toilets. No documentation, no evidence, allegations. Why hasn't somebody, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CNN, CBS, why hasn't somebody gone and videoed and showed America? This is a YouTube generation. We see everything ad nauseum. Show us what's going on, if those kinds of things really are. What are their intentions? Well, maybe their intentions are not to push through positive changes for the immigrants, along with showing Americans the truth, because if those things are truly happening, we certainly need and we certainly want to know. But maybe, just maybe, they're just pushing a political narrative. One well-known family advocate did make the trip down south. He didn't take a film crew with him, but he spoke to many immigrants and walked through unabated an entire facility to get facts about the conditions there. His nonprofit is Family Talk. It's been in existence for over a decade. It concentrates solely on families and family issues. He's credible, nonpartisan, and totally objective. Let's take a look at his observations. Now, there will be no summary conclusion. We're not going to do that today here at Truth News Network because after you hear his report, no summary from us is necessary. This is verbatim the firsthand look at the Southern Border Immigration Centers by Dr. James Dobson. He sent it out this way. Dear friend, several weeks ago, I was invited by White House staff to visit our southern border at McAllen, Texas, where federal agents are struggling to deal with a massive influx of poor and destitute human beings. They come in never-ending waves. Please believe me, he said, when I tell you that the media and leftist politicians have not been truthful about what is going on there. It is a human tragedy. I promised the exhausted U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents that I would go home and tell as many people as possible what I'd seen up close and personal. Today, I am attempting to fulfill that commitment. Approximately 5,500 people show up every day in districts organized along our southern U.S. border. McAllen is the site of only one of them, but it is the busiest and most besieged. The refugees arrive exhausted and ragged from walking hundreds of miles. Among them are large numbers of children, many of whom are unaccompanied by a caring adult. Last year, 382,000 aliens were apprehended for illegally crossing into this country, and almost 100,000 of them were minors. Some of the kids have been abused along the way. Many of them carry lice, scabies, or other diseases. Currently, the facility I visited is experiencing a flu epidemic, and there are no additional beds on which to lie. Some of the women have been raped. More than 70 people of all ages are sent to local hospitals every day along the southern border. Doctors and medical staff are overwhelmed by their patient load. Remember that word, overwhelmed. It describes every aspect of the effort to deal with the situation there. The most heart-wrenching experience occurred during our tour of the holding area. It is a huge gym-like building consisting of dozens of fenced-in areas. Each one is crowded with detainees standing or sitting shoulder to shoulder on benches. They stared out at us with plaintive eyes. I noticed that almost none of them were talking to each other. The children looked traumatized and frightened. Tears flooded my eyes as I stood before them. They had no toys or dolls, except for a few items brought by compassionate Border Patrol agents. One tiny little girl clutched something that resembled a doll bought for her by an agent. There are few provisions made to accommodate the children. The week before we were there, a delegation of agents went to meet with members of Congress and begged them for additional money to buy Pampers, toothbrushes, and other necessities. They were turned down flat. These meager supplies have to be purchased with the Border Patrol budget, which is stretched to the limit. I then walked up to a fenced area holding many skinny young men. An agent standing beside me asked if I would like to speak to them. He offered to translate, which I replied, "Please tell them that God loves them." Then I said, "Now tell them that I love them too." They smiled and waved timidly. My heart aches for these poor people. Lest I be misunderstood, let me make clear that I am among the majority of Americans who want the border to be closed to those who attempt to enter illegally. There has to be a better solution than this. I have wondered with you why the authorities don't just deny these refugees access to this nation. Can't we just send them back to their places of origin? The answer I received was no, for reasons I will explain. Only 10% of the detainees are Mexicans. This year alone, people have come to our southern border from 127 countries, including Bangladesh, Pakistan, Turkey, India, China, Palestine, Albania, San Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and other nations around the world. They speak their native tongues, which means they can't be understood by each other or the staff. What are we to do with them? The Mexican government will not take them back. There is no place to send them. Our current laws do not permit us to repatriate them to their country of origin. This is a disaster with no solution or projected conclusion. Let me tell you how these desperate people come to be our responsibility. They are the lowest rung of many societies. They sell their shanties and any other possessions to scrape together $3,500 to $10,000 to pay coyotes to guide them. I don't know what happens to those who can't meet this demand. Apparently, most manage to pay the fee and arrive penniless and profoundly needy. I was told that some of the vulnerable children are recycled repeatedly to help men gain entry to our country. An unknown number of these men are hardened criminals and drug runners, and they are difficult to identify. Most make their way across the border. Here's something else you should know. I have been under the impression that these would-be immigrants try to cross the Rio Grande River and outrun or evade the agents. That is not true of most. They come in large groups, from 100 to 400 people at a time. As I write this letter, a record 1,200 people arrive together at El Paso. The refugees quickly give themselves up to agents. That is why they've made the journey. They know they'll be fed, medicated, and treated humanely, even if they're in holding areas while they are in our custody. Then they will be released on American soil. This is the system set up by a liberal Congress and liberal judges. It is a well-known fact that President Obama's administration established many of these unworkable policies, and Congress is steadfastly unwilling to change them. Every effort at reform has been overridden or ignored. It is set in stone. Democrats want massive numbers of immigrants who will someday become voters. Some Republicans support the policies because they want cheap labor for agricultural purposes. The border could be fixed, but there are very few in authority who seem to care. Getting back to my story, our group of national faith leaders and humanitarian organizations was taken to a grassy park underneath the international bridge where the coyotes bring the refugees. We stood 50 feet away from them and watched as about 200 people sat on the ground. Then buses arrived to transport them to border control. Agents have to work fast because another group will be showing up soon, and then another, and then another. The would-be immigrants are taken to the center and given cursory medical exams. Then they're segregated by sex and age and placed in the fenced-in areas to be held for the next 20 days until they're processed and given a notice to appear. If that sounds inhumane, what would you or I do? There is simply no other place to house them. Mismanagement of the border has a long history. A federal judge years ago issued a ruling called the Flores Settlement Agreement. It is still the source of many problems. It requires that any unaccompanied alien child must be released within 72 hours. This is now the law of the land, and poor people around the world know it. A single male typically seeks to find a child and a woman to help him game the system. Clearly, many of these are fake families, but there is no documentation in Pakistan or Bangladesh to challenge their claims. Lawyers at home have told them to claim that they are fleeing from oppression or seeking asylum. They're allowed to plead their cases to judges, but there are too few of them to keep up with the volume. These people are given a court case and released. The vast majority are never seen again. Most then become anchor babies who are citizens with rights to bring members of their families. Others are given transportation to an American city where they disappear into the culture. In addition to this influx of people from places around the world steeped in poverty and despair, Senator Chuck Schumer authored and helped pass a lottery system whereby winners are brought in the United States. They become permanent residents who then begin bringing their families to our shores. 10 years ago, 90% of illegals apprehended at the border were single males, mainly from Mexico. Now more than 50% show up with babies and children, and 90% of them are from countries other than Mexico, with 64% being family units or unaccompanied alien children. Together, they claim to be families, and within 3 weeks, they will be home free in America. Is there any doubt why there have been more than 500,000 illegal immigrants this year alone? This is Dr. James Dobson telling us this story from his visit. He wrapped it up this way. Before I conclude, I must tell you about the agents who have to deal with this chaos. They are compassionate men and women sworn to uphold federal law and protect our borders. They obviously care about the detainees, and I respect them highly. They work tirelessly feeding people 3 times a day and providing clean clothing. They must also maintain the portable toilets in the cells. It's a never-ending task. There are only 2 large showers in the facility, one for males, the other for females. Their capacity is for only 20 people at a time, which is insufficient. The Border Patrol agents administer this program, but most of them didn't sign up to be caregivers. Agents were trained to patrol the border and apprehend drug runners, traffickers, smugglers, murderers, and every kind of lawbreaker. This is very dangerous work. But please understand this. The Border Patrol agents are so busy caring for refugees seeking entry into the United States that they have very little time to police the borders. It is so porous that huge quantities of contraband, including all kinds of narcotics, flow into this country every day. Then it is transported northward to America's cities to be consumed by adolescents and millennials. Lawless gangs such as MS-13 are also pouring into the culture, making violence for inner cities a way of life. There's one more aspect of the work of the agents that you should know. They are openly hated by citizens who resent the work they do. They are routinely vilified and mocked and demonized. Their families are also subjected to ridicule. These agents need our appreciation and prayers. They have one of the most thankless jobs in America. The situation I've described is the reason President Donald Trump's border wall is so urgently needed. He seems to be the only leader in America who comprehends this tragedy and is willing to address it. Those who oppose him do everything they can to impede his effort. That is why I went to the border to see the situation for myself. I came away with an array of intense emotions. First, I was profoundly grieved over the misery of thousands of people. Second, I felt a deep appreciation for those who are doing their best to help in an impossible circumstance. Third, and frankly, I was angry at the political fat cats who have deliberately allowed this chaos to occur for political or financial gain. They and their friends in the fake media have told the American people that there is no crisis at the border. Shame on them all. What I've told you is only a glimpse of what is occurring on the nation's border. I don't know what it will take to change circumstances. I can only report that without an overhaul of the law and the allocation of resources, millions of illegal immigrants will continue flooding to this great land from around the world. Many of them have no marketable skills. They are illiterate and unhealthy. Some are violent criminals. Their numbers will soon overwhelm the culture as we have known it, and it could bankrupt the nation. America has been a wonderfully generous and caring country since its founding. That is our Christian nature. But in this instance, we have met a worldwide wave of poverty that will take us down if we don't deal with it. And it won't take long for the inevitable consequences to happen. Thanks for letting me set the record straight. Dr. James C. Dobson, founder and president. As I promised, we're not going to summarize today. I'm going to do something a little bit strange. I'm going to pray with you and pray for them. Our Father, we thank you for the opportunity to live in the greatest country on earth. We thank you for the great blessings that we have, and we thank you for the opportunities that we have been able to extend to those from around the world who are less fortunate than us. We pray today for all those immigrants at our southern border. We pray for guidance and wisdom. We pray for clearness, for them to understand and know what's best for them to do. We pray for the truth to be exposed to them about the hardships of making that long trek across other countries to get to our southern border with really no legal remedy in their futures. We pray that you would give them the truth through people in their home countries to people who really care. And we pray that you would stop those people that are illegally taking advantage of those immigrants, charging them unbelievable amounts of money to bring them to the southern border. We pray for the leaders of the United States government. We pray that Congress would step in and act and perform their constitutional duties to fix the laws that need to be fixed. We pray for the judges in the federal system, those that have somehow manipulated the law to keep the borders open. We pray that you would convict all of those to do the right thing and abide by the rule of law in America. We pray for all our leaders. God, give them wisdom. We pray for President Trump and all members of the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate that you would give them the foresight to think of the importance of the role that they play in running the government for the citizens of the United States. God bless the members of the United States Customs Service and the Border Patrol. Protect them. Father, I thank you for the lofty privilege and the responsibility of speaking every day to people here in the United States and in countries around the world from this venue. Bless them all, and please bless the United States of America. Thank you, folks, for being here today and sharing in this. Feel free to pass this along to anybody that you wish in written form or as the podcast. You can download both. Until we get together again, I pray that you have a great day. So long, everybody.
When you can't control what happens, you can control what you know about it. That means the truth. Dan Newman on TNN.
The Truth News Network.